بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. Respected friends and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has indeed honored insan, and in the Fajr Salah we had the verse لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains that insan is his chosen creation. We have indeed created insan, created humankind in the best of forms. In Surah Isra, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ. And indeed we have honored the children of Adam alayhi salam. We have honored humankind. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives some examples thereafter of how has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored insan. وَحَمَلْنَاهُمْ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. And we transported them on land and on sea. وَرَزَقَنَاهُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ. And we have provided for them good things. These are a few examples of the specialities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given human beings. Ulama have got dedicated lists. What are the khususiyat? What are the specialities that Allah has given insan and hasn't given any other creation of his? For example, in this verse Allah mentions transportation. We haven't found any other species flying planes, driving cars, or sailing on the ocean, or even riding on the back of another animal. If you see that, it's in the circus. And that's why you see it in the circus. Because it's not normal. وَحَمَلْنَاهُمْ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. The ability to eat cooked food is a khususiyat of insan. The ability to express your happiness, to laugh because you are happy, is a khususiyat of insan. Animals don't laugh. They don't express their happiness like how you can express your happiness. And we know happiness, when it's shared, it's double. You say the laughing of the hyena, this is the title given to the sound that emanates from the hyena. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us in many forms. But together with that, in this surah, surah 13, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then mentions, ثُمَّ رَدَدَنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ. Then we allowed insan to be relegated to the lowest of the low. On one hand, insan can reach the highest pinnacle. And on the other hand, he can reach the lowest of the low. In every human being, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has instilled some angelic qualities. And at the same time, he has certain instincts of animals as well. That person who allows the angelic qualities to override him, that person who makes an effort on these qualities, that person who fans this ability that Allah has given in him, has the potential of reaching the best of the best, the highest pinnacle. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ خَيْرُ الْبَرِيَّةِ. Those who believe and do good deeds, Allah says they are the best of the creation. The best of all the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that insan that has iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he believes in whatever he's supposed to believe in. He believes in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He believes in the concept of akhirah, jannat, jahannam, qiyamah, standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَعَمِلُ الصَّالِحَاتِ. And he does the good deeds that are required of him. Then, by so doing, he is now fanning the angelic qualities that he has in him. And inshallah, he can reach that level that is even higher than the angels. صَالِحُ الْبَشَرِ أَفْضَلُ مِنْ صَالِحِ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. The pious among humankind can reach a level higher than the pious angels also, the chosen creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. But on the other hand, that person that fans the animal qualities, the animal instincts that he has within himself, then unfortunately he will stoop so low, he will reach a level even lower and worse off than animals. إِنْهُمْ إِلَّا كَالْأَنْعَامِ. أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَٰهَهُ هَوَىٰ. Have you seen that person who has taken his desire as his deity? He worships his desire. Whatever he desires, he does. Whatever his hawa tells him to do, he does. Usually a person responds like that to his deity. Whatever his Allah wants, whatever his deity wants from him, he does. If this person is doing anything and everything that he desires, then he is effectively worshipping his desires. These people, Allah refer to them as إِنْهُمْ إِلَّا كَالْأَنْعَامِ. They are like animals. بَلْهُمْ أَضَلْ. Rather, they are worse, more astray, more further away from the correct path than animals. What are these qualities? What are the angelic qualities that Allah has given us? What are the animal instincts that a person possesses also within himself? There are basically two from each kind. The angelic qualities are aql and ruhaniya. Aql, intellect and understanding, and ruhaniya, spirituality. The ability to progress in the spiritual field. These are the two qualities Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given every insan, which we have borrowed, so to say, from the malaika. And the two qualities of animals that Allah has instilled in humankind is khahishat and nafsaniya. Khahishat, desire, and nafsaniya, selfishness. If you look at the animal, then the animal lives a life of khahishat, of desire, a life of instinct. Whatever it feels like doing, it does. Whatever it feels like eating, it eats. Wherever it feels like going, it goes. It lives a life of fulfilling its desire, its instinct. But on the other hand, respected friends and elders, insan is governed by a set of principles. Insan is governed by a particular code of conduct, the way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We cannot live as we wish and as we please. We cannot act upon instinct. We cannot go where we want to go. We cannot do as we want to do. We cannot eat what we wish to eat. Every part of insan's life is governed by a way of life, by a code that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent. And this applied throughout time. Every Nabi that came with a way of life also. Every Nabi that came with a set of commands from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in every era, those people who abided by these commandments of Allah and the way that was brought to them and shown to them by their respective Nabi, then they also had the ability of reaching those high pinnacles. And those who abandoned this and chose to fulfill their desire and who fanned those animal instincts within themselves, then unfortunately they reached that level of hayawan, and even worse off than hayawan. One Arab writer gives an example, and he gives a few examples. How does insan become like an animal and worse than an animal? He says, al-hayawanu taqtulu lita'ish. An animal will kill so it can live off its prey. It kills another animal, it kills its prey, it hunts, so it can survive. It can live off that prey. وَالْإِنسَانُ يَقْتُلُ لِأَلَّا يَعِيشَ غَيْرُهُ. But insan ends up killing just so that he deprives the next person the right of living. Insan will kill the next man, but he won't eat of him. Man doesn't eat of his prey if it's from humankind. So insan will kill insan to deprive that next insan the right of living. And hayawan will kill hayawan, but so that it can live off that hayawan. So to say, the killing of that animal, the animal killing another animal, the animal hunting down another animal is justified because it eats off that prey. Everything around us, respected friends and elders, is in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ. You cannot understand, but everything is glorifying the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If there is anybody who is rebelling against the command of Allah, if there is anyone that is committing kufr with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, anybody ascribing partner to Allah, then it's insan and nobody else. Animals don't change the fitrat and the nature of their offspring. We haven't seen a lioness bringing up her cub as a sheep, or the offspring, or a calf, for example, growing up as a lion. The animal, that particular animal was born, for example, a cub as a lion, it will grow up with the instincts of a lion. That will not change. the fitrat and the natural instincts within that particular animal will remain. The parents of those offspring do not change the fitrat and the nature that Allah has put in those animals. But insan changes the fitrat of his child. The hadith of Bukhari and Muslim Sharif, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, كُلُّ مَوْلُودٍ يُولَدُ عَلَى الْفِطْرَةِ. Every child is born upon the natural fitrat of Islam, the natural disposition of accepting the rules of Islam, growing up as a Muslim. Allah has put this as the natural instinct in every human. But فَأَبَوَاهُ يُهَوِّدَانِهِ أَوْ يُنَصِّرَانِهِ أَوْ يُمَجِّسَانِهِ. It is his parents who then bring him up as a Jew, a Christian, a fire worshipper, or to relate it to our lives, bring him up with those values. That instead of now living as a Muslim, which was the natural fitrah in the child, now the child finds it difficult. He finds it difficult to adopt the ways of Islam and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Animals also don't do that to their offspring, change the fitrah and the nature. Insan does so. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. The month of Ramadan is here so that we can enhance the spiritual self. We can enhance the ruhaniyah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. And inshallah, by that reach the highest of the heights, inshallah, in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq.